Jerry Bader Show 953. I'm going to try to squeeze this in the next hour. I've been asking you to comment. By the way, text. You can always text 79489. You can email Jerry Bader Show at MWCRadio.com. And now you can comment on Twitter, hashtag Jerry Bader. Mayor of Green Bay is trying to lure the Pope, the papal visit to Green Bay, to visit a shrine that honors where there was a vision of the Virgin Mary in the mid-19th century, which was validated by the Catholic Church in 2010. Should the mayor be doing that? And by the way, he's making news all over the state. Should he be doing that, or is it shameless promotion of his city? And should it be the Green Bay diocese that invites the Pope? That several people have made that case. You can comment on that again at Twitter. It's hashtag Jerry Bader. Try to take it up later in the show, but before we're done here, and my thoughts on that. All right, there's something going on. I don't know how many times I can address this. I don't know how many times other talk show hosts, conservative bloggers in the state can address this. The mainstream media in Wisconsin is misrepresenting what they are finding in the John Doe emails. And it's getting very frustrating. Here's today's story. Patrick Marley, Steve Schultz, Bill Glauber at the Journal Sentinel. It was April 29th, 2010, and Scott Walker was in full campaign mode in his race for governor. The Milwaukee County executive was feeling the heat from a group of county supervisors concerning the mental health complex. Walker, they were going to have a news conference to rip him. Walker, his campaign aides, and taxpayer-funded county staff were burning up private email, trying to counter the supervisor's expected attack. To knock down complaints, aides decided they needed a statement from a political ally and focused on State Senator Alberta Darling. At 10:25 a.m., Walker, writing from his campaign email account, weighed in. And then it talks about how they were trying to get Alberta Darling to speak on this. At 10:52 a.m., Walker's campaign spokeswoman notified campaign and county staff that the Darling statement had gone out to the media. This is just one example of how Milwaukee County government became a virtual arm of Walker's 2010 campaign for governor. That's just a lie. This doesn't characterize that at all. Now, here's what he's saying. He is saying that this is so frustrating. All right, settle down, Jerry. What they're arguing here is that because they use private email on public time, that's public use of resources. No, it isn't. It is not. That has been established. And in fact, do you remember when there was an open records request to see what public school teachers were saying on their private emails at school, that was not purview to open records, even though it happened on a school district computer? What do you think you would find if you could peruse the private emails of school teachers? I think mostly school teachers, county employees, city employees, and on and on and on. You don't think this happens all the time? Now, I think anything you do, your employer might be able to scrutinize. I agree. But in terms of whether that constitutes use of public resources, I don't think so. When you're an elected official running for a higher office, you campaign during the business day. President Obama did that. Was that the same as what Scott Walker did? You don't think President Obama communicated with his presidential campaign via private email from the Oval Office? Really? But open records wouldn't cover that. You would need a subpoena, which is how they got these. This isn't a crime. And to suggest that him communicating on campaign, it's not. And it doesn't blur the lines. And it doesn't show that his office was, it doesn't show any of that. Rick Esenberg has a piece on this, Right Wisconsin, from a couple of days ago. Public servants communicating through private, or if you prefer, secret email accounts is not unusual and is not in and of itself illegal. The mainstream media continues to try to portray this as something it is not. Now, near as I can tell, and I really don't know, the public doesn't seem to be buying it. But I guess we'll find out. Coming up in the next hour, I want to get the latest on Ukraine, a couple of very interesting sound bites. And now, are Republicans overreacting to Bill Cramer? I don't know that I have the answer to that, but I'll ask you about that. And, Jason, would you take your daughter to see Miley Cyrus? Oh, you should have seen his face just now. Hell no! We'll try to get to that, too. It's a five-year-old Milwaukee girl. Her moms are taking her. We'll get to that. It's 9:58.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.